Representative Joe Kennedy, Americans Must Welcome the Migrant Caravan. By Neil Monroe on October 25, 2018. Americans should welcome the migrants in the Honduran caravan because they will make the federal government more powerful. Democratic Representative Joe Kennedy demands in an article for Time magazine. Kennedy writes, "Today thousands more families fleeing unspeakable violence at home are marching towards our southern border. And all this government has summoned to meet them is cruel words, coarse threats and the specter of more innocent children forced to watch their parents dragged away. This is the human wreckage of American immigration policy. This is the trauma and torture that dark forces of nativism, supremacy, and prejudice have brought to bear in a land that staked its name on brighter, better things, equality, dignity and freedom." Representative Joe Kennedy is being groomed by Democrats for a future White House run, and he tries to blame President Donald Trump for the migration. Even though the poor Honduran migrants are exploiting border loopholes created by Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama, "we should not worry when the striving and suffering arrive on our shores. We should worry when they stop coming at all," he writes in the article, which is also intended to tout his Kennedy brand by advertising the re-release of President John Kennedy's 1964 book, A Nation of Immigrants. President Kennedy argued that 1960s Americans were just not having enough kids to meet the federal government's demand for greater economic, military and political power, according to Joe Kennedy. So President Kennedy junked Americans' history, the pilgrims, colonists, settlers and their prosperous, self-reliant children, to help portray America merely as a nation of immigrants who work to make the state more powerful. Joe Kennedy writes, "Few felt it as deeply as President John F. Kennedy. In his 1964 book A Nation of Immigrants, recently re-released, my great uncle outlines the compelling case for immigration, in economic, moral, and global terms. The abundant resources of this land provided the foundation for a great nation," he writes. "But only people could make the opportunity a reality. Immigration provided the human resources. This more migrants. Demand of the dead president and the live Democrat treat the preferences of actual Americans as entirely subordinate to the ambitious state's desire for more human resources." President Kennedy's plan was implemented in 1965 by his brother, Senator Ted Kennedy, and the result is that one in five people in America are either immigrants or the children of immigrants. Joe Kennedy is now trying to discard President Trump's popular American First policies, which shift power and wages back towards Americans and their children. Joe Kennedy uses his Time article to urge his progressive and business allies to import more ill-educated Honduran laborers and consumers, whatever the impact on Americans' ability to win good jobs, buy homes, afford children, and heal their widening political divisions. Joe Kennedy writes, "We find our voices, like the hundreds of thousands of Americans who have risen up in response to the current immigration policies and said, no. Not on my land. Not in my name." Unfortunately for Joe Kennedy, America is a still nation of almost 300 million Americans. So his few supporters, hundreds of thousands of Americans, are not a mandate for the Kennedy clan to continue converting Americans' homeland into a nation of human resources. Overall, the Washington-imposed economic policy of economic growth via immigration shifts wealth from young people towards older people by flooding the market with cheap white-collar and blue-collar foreign labor. That flood of outside labor spikes profits and Wall Street values by cutting salaries for manual and skilled labor offered by blue-collar and white-collar employees. The policy also drives up real estate prices, widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts kids' schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines at least 5 million marginalized Americans and their families, including many who are now struggling with opioid addictions. Immigration also pulls investment and wealth away from heartland states because coastal investors can more easily hire and supervise the large immigrant populations living in the coastal states,